This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Union workers at Cargill's Fort Morgan plant have rejected the company's latest contract offer. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The front-loaded contract included a $2.15 an hour raise over a five-year period, but workers were immediately skeptical when it was announced, saying it looked similar to the company's previous offer. Along with pay, workers have raised concerns about safety as well as access to bathrooms. Teamsters Local 544 business agent Chris Wazzo said it still wasn't enough to convince workers to approve the contract.
We're doing our best to support the members, and we're going to continue to reach out and negotiate with the company, and we're going to continue to try to get our members the best deal.
More than 1,700 workers have been locked out of the Fort Morgan facility after the union rejected Cargill's last offer in May. There's no timetable as to when both sides will resume negotiations. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Metro Denver, sunny, mid to high 80s today, but it's about to get a lot hotter. Highs in the upper 90s tomorrow through the weekend. Vail and mountain communities under a red flag warning today with highs in the low 80s. And good morning, Grand Junction. Very hot today, 100 degrees for a high. And that is about the case through the weekend. Thank you for listening to CPR News, a look into this week's primary elections. That's coming up next.